This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
One of the most dramatic episodes in the Bible is Elijah's showdown with the prophets of Baal to determine who was the one true God. Each was to prepare an offering on Mount Carmel and then call upon their God to light a fire and consume the offering. Whichever God answered would be the one true God of Israel. For hours, the prophets of Baal sang, danced, screamed, and even cut themselves. But nothing happened. When it was Elijah's turn, he simply called out to the one true God. In a flash, a fire came down from heaven, consuming the offering and everything around it. At once, the people of Israel professed their faith in God. In Judaism, there are two words that express the idea of faith, emunah and bitachon. Emunah is simply believing in God. Bitachon is acting in accordance with that belief and conviction. It means living out the belief that God will come through for us every time. That describes Elijah's faith. Let us challenge ourselves to live our faith like Elijah. Let's take our faith to a higher level and know that God is in control.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.